This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Hey guys, and welcome back to the channel. They don't come much bigger than this. An FA Cup quarter final at Molineux against Championship Coventry City for a chance to get to Wembley and the semi-finals of the Cup, and then only 90 minutes away from an FA Cup final. This is your match preview. So then, how are we feeling ahead of this one? Oh, we've got loads to cover off, haven't we? Of course, we're going to be looking into the history of Coventry City and Wolves. We've had some important ties in the FA Cup as well, would you believe? We're looking at some stats and facts, the head-to-head. You know, Mark Robbins from Coventry has done his press conference. We've got my dad, Magic Moss's thoughts ahead of this one. We've got the latest as well from the fabulous app from SofaScore. Some a little bit of team news and, of course, my thoughts and score prediction ahead of this one. But first of all, before we get started, let's really think that this is a massively big opportunity for Wolves and every Wolves fan, and no doubt every Coventry City fan, and they're bringing 4,800 to Molineux, are going to be so looking forward to this one. It's a quarter past 12 kickoff, just past high noon on Saturday. And of course, Wolves, we do know, are going to be, well, currently have four of their front five injured. There is a possibility, perhaps, that Matheus Cunha will be fit, and I'm going to give you my team selection in a bit, but let's look at some stats and facts ahead of this one. So this is actually going to be the 66th time that Wolves and Coventry have met in all competitions. The first encounter, would you believe, was on the 7th of February 1920. Coventry won 1-0, and it was in Division 2. The most recent league game between the two teams took place on the 26th of April 2014, and we were both at the time in League 1 10 years ago. Well, it was a 1-1 draw, of course. Nomads Coventry were then playing at the Sixfield Stadium, Northampton. And in the FA Cup, Wolves have faced Coventry City twice. The 17th of March 1973, the quarter final, which was a 2-0 victory to Wolves. And then the third round was at Coventry City 1, Wolves 1. I think there was two replays, and Coventry eventually won the third replay, I think, 3-0. The quarterfinal in 1973 at the FA Cup, and Wolves eventually got knocked out to Leeds 1-0 in that year. It was in front of 50,000 fans. There won't be that many there at Molineux this weekend, but there will be over 30,000. Now, before I get on to a little bit more, I do want you guys to download, please, and check out and let me know what you think of the fabulous Sofa Score app. This app is a free app to everyone. There's no registration, no signing needed. It's completely free. And it doesn't matter what sport you watch, what football team you support, what league it's in, What's your favourite player? It gives deep dive stats and facts during the game and after the game and before the game. It's a really fantastic app, and we will be using it. Chelsea will be using it on the Watch Along, which is coming back for this game. You guys have asked for it to come back, and I'm pleased to say she will be back for the Watch Along. So yeah, before we go any further than that, I'm going to now put you over to my dad, Magic Moss, for his thoughts ahead of this game.
So we're here with Magic Moss. And Dad, who have you got today?
Goldie.
Goldie. Yeah, one of Mum's favourites.
Yeah, Mum's favourites, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you bought him out, but no Derek?
No, Derek. Oh, he's out the vets, but he's somewhere about. I don't know.
Sulking.
Talking to away.
So we need to win this game to cheer, get him back and cheer him up. And you bought out Goldie to do the trick.
Yeah, Goldie. Well, he'll sort him out, right, Goldie? Yeah.
He's got a very wobbly head. I think he's got an head one in, Dad. So, Dad, looking ahead to Coventry City, quarter final of the FA Cup, a chance to get back to Wembley. We won, and if we could do that, we'd be one game away from your dream of getting to an FA Cup final and singing Abide With Me.
Certainly would, son.
So, Dad, we've got a lot of players out injured, especially the forward line. Coventry are no mugs, great, doing well in the Championship, yeah, just outside the playoffs. What's your gut feeling, Dad?
Have a guess.
We're going to get him a T-shirt with that. Go on, Dad, go with it.
2-0, David, 2-0, no problem.
You're going to get 2-0. Who's going to score, though?
Oh, I don't know. Who you reckon?
That's Goldie.
Hey, what do you reckon? You reckon Firmino?
Who?
Firmino.
You mean Lamina?
Mario.
Lamina, Super Mario.
Mario.
Not
Molina.
Flamingo.
Yeah, no.
They've got straggly legs, but they have got a long head.
Yeah. And we'll have... who shall we have? Hey? Say Gilman.
You're going for Kilman, not Kilman. Gilman. You're going for, you keep saying Kilman from a corner.
Yeah, from a corner, yeah. You don't need a corner to get one from his.
Okay. So 2-0, and what's your song today?
Don't be cruel, your heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Baby, still you am thinking of.
And Wolves are going to win.
And Wolves are going to win 2-0.
Fantastic.
Okay.
And that's brilliant. Let's hope it isn't cruel for us. And it's, we get through to the semi-final, Dad, because that would be special.
It certainly would.
Oh, I so hope, Dad. No. I so hope, because this is your little dream, isn't it? Hopefully they will. And, Dad, love to you and always Wolves.
Always Wolves, David. Look after yourself and everybody else.
Love it.
Love you.
So thanks as always to my dad, Magic Moss. What do you think of his thoughts ahead of that one? Obviously, the press conference for Coventry has taken place today with their manager, Mark Robbins, who's done an incredible job at Coventry, dragging them up from the depths to the playoff final, which they lost against Luton on penalties last year. And they're just a point outside the playoffs this year. What an incredible job he's done for Coventry. He's been talking ahead of the game. He spoke about Gary O'Neill and the amazing job that he's done. He's also spoke about the fact that he does know that Wolves are going to be out without a lot of key players, but we still are a Premier League team. We've still got pace and quality. And he said that it's hard for him to know how to prepare, not knowing who's going to start. But the one thing he knows for sure, that Wolves do have pace and quality across the pitch. And he's going to be loving the fact that 5,000 Coventry fans are travelling up the M6 for this Midlands derby. And it's going to be a rapturous atmosphere, and it's bound to be a rapturous atmosphere as well. So he's looking forward to that. He wants his Coventry team to test themselves against a Premier League outfit, hopefully cause an upset from his point of view and give a good account of themselves. I spoke recently to a wonderful Coventry fan, Dean from Sky Blues Extra. I will put the link to that video. It's about half an hour long. It's a really good insight, in-depth analysis and the thoughts of a Coventry fan as well. So just one final thing before I get on to my team news and my score prediction. Sadly, a young lad, Harley Hepworth, lost his life fatally wounded in a stabbing incident on West Park. He was 17 years of age and he was a massive Wolves fan. There is an appeal to both Coventry and Wolves fans to pay respects to Harley in the 17th minute of the game against Wolves at the weekend. So please, this young man, so young, lost his life. Mad Wolves fan, and I'm sure both sets of fans, including the Coventry fans, will mark the 70th minute with applause at the sad loss of his life, and also as a mark of respect to him and his family. So please make sure you do support that if you're going to be at the ground at the weekend. So the team selection. So I've gone for this team that I'm putting up on the screen now. Obviously, we're short in the forward area. Matheus Cunha may be fit. The Gary O'Neill press conference is on Friday. Make sure you do hit that subscribe button and bell notification, because we'll give you all the latest from the press conference here on the channel when it does happen. But I've gone with Sarr in goal. I'd continue with Santi Argo Bueno. I think he's been magnificent. Obviously, Dawson had a groin injury, and Santi's not let us down. Kilman and Toti. At the middle of the park, Gomez and Lamina, but also an argument to get Tommy Doyle in the side. But if that depends, if he changes the formation, he goes to a back four, he might go to a 4-2-3-1, which could enable that to happen. I'd like to see Ryan Aitnuri moved further forward. I think he can do a job for us in the forward areas. He can definitely carry the ball. He's tricky. He's got a lot of pace. And with the absence of all of those forward wing forward players, he could give us an option. He did well for us, and we could play either Matt Doherty or Hugo Bueno behind him. Semedo on the other side as well, and of course Sarabia. And then young Nathan Fraser has got big job on his shoulders to lead the line. Now, Nathan, you know, he's only a young lad, but he does know, have an eye for goal. He's done well when he's played. He will have a shot. He can hold the ball up. He's a threat in the air. Wolves would, considering if we did get another forward, into loaning him out to a Championship side. So hopefully he can do a job against the Championship side. Let me know what your thoughts on the team, what you would change in that, in the comment section below. And as for my score prediction, well, I am expecting a really tough game against Coventry. A really tough game against Coventry. Without any shadow of the doubt, their fans are going to be coming for a fantastic day out. For them, they've had an amazing journey over the last 7 years. They've been nomads, losing the ground, getting the ground back, getting to a quarter final to face Wolves in the Premier League. I'm sure there's quite a few Coventry fans that, you know, fancy the chances. Check out, as I say, that interview with Dean from Sky Blues Extra and hear what he has to say and the score prediction that he's given, if you've not watched that. And Wolves, you know, we are a little bit vulnerable in the fact that we have got a lot of quality in the forward areas, and will the firepower be there? But I do think Wolves should be able to control the midfield and control the game. And as long as we don't get complacent or sloppy and we're focused and concentrated, we can keep Coventry at arm's length and we can pick them off and with the quality. And I'm hoping that we can win the game 2-0. If we keep the clean sheet and score a couple of goals, I think if we get in front, it might open up for us. But, you know, Coventry can play on the front foot, and that might play into our hands as well, rather than sit back, of where we have struggled to break teams down in the past with teams that sit. Coventry, without a doubt, you've got some tricky players going forward. They've got a bit of pace. And there are always, any team's going to be a threat from set pieces, but we've got to make sure that we do the job, take our chances, let the quality show, and we should win the game. But we are not taking anything for complacent at all. We've got to make sure that as fans, we're on our game as much as the players are, and we've got to get behind them. It's going to be a raucous atmosphere at Molineux, a big opportunity. Their last quarter final that I went to, Manchester United under the lights, was magical. Obviously, it's a lot early kickoff, but we're going to do it. I'm going to keep my dad's dream alive of getting to that Wembley final and singing Abide With Me. He's 87. by the time the semi-final comes down. So please, Wolves, let's make sure that we do this. Leave your thoughts in the comment section below. Please smash a like if you've enjoyed the video. Check out the end screen for some more content, to say that interview with a Coventry fan. Loads more coming up on the channel over the next few days, including the Gary O'Neill press conference and, of course, the reaction straight after the game and, of course, the match vlog and everything else, including extra time. And, of course, if you don't want to miss it, make sure that you do subscribe as well, because we've got Chelsea back for the watch-along as well. And I know that's what a lot of you have been asking for. Till then, always Wolves, come on! It's the 90th minute. All your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.